Thursday Shir Membeis.
Mekadesh b'milve eino mekudeshes. Ve'anoas milve mekudeshes. Ve'osulas isken b'pnei arom asridus. So this Meimre of the Abaye, Be'ezim, it's a Meimre of the Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin Amud Alef. Omar Rav, Mekadesh b'milve eino mekudeshes milve lo hitzor nitno. Omar Rav, Mekadesh b'milve eino mekudeshes milve lo hitzor nitno. And here Abaye says the same Meimre. This is really, really asked the kasha. Well, Abaye is coming to repeat Divrei Rav. Rav is Alamol considered Talib Epolig, Amoyre Kadmoin. So Rav is saying over the Memre, Abaye is saying over the Memre from Rav. Amar Abaye, Hamekadesh b'milva eina mekudeshes. In the Loshon of Rav, that Memzayin is milva lo hitzor nitna. We'll see the Rashi. Eina mekudeshes. The kichom is the efron gamrine, the yoiv midi b'shas kiddushin, umilve lo hitzoye nitno, v'kvar hem shelo, umores acheirim ichayeves lo. Loshen Rashi here is very be'arichus, and I will explain. Every time when a person is mekadesh b'milve, we could look in it like two different ways. Explain it better. There's two different ways that you can be mekadesh or isha b'milve. A lady owes you money, and you go over to her and you tell her, I want to mekadesh you. Now, there's two echetimtzes. There's one echetimtze, how she owes you money. She came. You lend her $100. Now you tell her, the $100 that you have now in your hand, I want to be mekadesh you. So we'll divide it to two. I could mekadesh her when the money is be'ein. She didn't spend yet the money. She just came to my house. She asked for alva. So she needs a loan, $100. I gave her $100. Now I tell her, take this $100 that you have. I want to mekadesh you with them. And on that be'etzem is the case of the Gemara bePashtus and Daf Mem Zayin, milve lehoitzoy nitno. That money is already not mine anymore. That money already belongs to the isha. So while that money is not mine anymore, that money belongs to the isha. The melei can be mekadesh. And when we read in Daf Mem Zayin the Rashi, milve lehoitzoy nitno. Omar Rav, Amekadesh b'milve afilu yeshnoi be'ein. Even if the money is around, milve lo hitzor nitno. Haloi v'rashay lo hitzio be'hitzor. Ve'ino chayev le'amido be'isko sh'teh metzuye b'choleis sh'it ve'eno. Ve'keimen de lo hitzor nitno have le'kididei ve'lo yayev lo ve'lo imido. Rashi be'archove explains, not stam, the fact that I gave over the money to the lady, it's already not mine anymore. So I can't marry her with that money. That money already I gave her, belongs to her. Rashi brings a harchove. The lady is allowed to spend the money how she wants. She doesn't have to invest it in something that is be'ein. She's allowed to be moitzi et bohitzor. Val, she's not mechuyev to invest it. She's allowed to be moitzi et behitzoe. She's allowed to give it out. She's not mechuyev to keep it k'moy shehu. She's allowed to be moitzi et behitzoe. So far, she's allowed to be moitzi behitzoe. It's already considered hers. And the mele, I can't be mekadesh with this money. Moshe, and Rashi is mashma, lu yotzir da aloche would be that the lady is not free to spend it to buy food. She lent it, she has to invest it and a property and something that when the person that she owes the money has where to collect. The money can't disappear. She can't eat the money. She has to put it somewhere. Then mashma from Rashi could be that the money would be considered mine yet till she did it. Val milve lehoitzoe nitno. You're allowed to do what you want with the money. But mele, the money is not mine anymore. But mele, I cannot be mekadesh with the money. All of that is a noise when the money is around. And I want to be mekadesh with this money that is around, I want to be mekadesh with this money. So the halacha is, I cannot be mekadesh with this money, because mil v'lo hitzoyin nitno, I cannot be mekadesh with this money. Cannot be mekadesh with this money. Mil v'lo hitzoyin nitno, I cannot be mekadesh with this money. There's another noise that when a person wants to mekadesh a isha, when she owes him money, he gave her $100, she spent it already, the money is not here, but she owes him $100. He wants to take this $100 that she owes him as mominus, right? She owes him. So he has a schus money in her pocket, has a schus for $100. He wants to marry her with that money that she owes him. He tells her, take the money, I want to be mekadesh you with that money. So there's two ways how to mekadesh the isha b'milve. You can mekadesh the isha b'demoyes shebe'ein. We say milve lo hitzor nitno. That money is not mine anymore. It belongs to her. I don't want to mekadesh her with that money, with that coins. I want to mekadesh her, she owes me money. So it means that I have a schus, she owes money. Now, that money that she owes me, I'm giving her. She doesn't owe me money anymore. And while she doesn't owe me money anymore, and that money that I'm giving her, instead of owing me, I want to give her money, I want to be mekadesh her. Is mevuer in the Gemara later, and more clearly in the Gemara by us, that when a person is mekadesh b'milve, she's eina mekudeshes, is not only in the case that I'm trying to mekadesh her with the coins, with the money that she has, and I'm trying with these coins to be mekadesh her. No. Even if I'm trying to mekadesh her in the choiv, what she owes me money, with that choiv I want to be mekadesh her, she's also eina mekudeshes. Maybe this is maybe does it go for the chiddush of Abaye? The case of Rav, he spoke about milve lo hitzoyin nitno. He spoke about the matbeos, the money that I gave her, it's hers, it's not mine. I can't be mekadesh. Abaye is saying even if I'm mekadesh at the choiv, she's not mekudeshes. So Amar Abaye, a mekadesh b'milve eino mekudeshes. Zokt Rashi b'yos eino mekudeshes. The kicho mizdeefroin gamrinen. The yayiv midi b'shas kiddushi. Umilve lehoitzoyen nitno, v'kvarim shelo, umoes acheirim michayeves lo. What Rashi is coming to say? It's a very long Rashi. Some understood that Rashi is only coming to explain why I can't be mekadesh in the moes when the money, when the cash is by her, before she spend it. Like the Loshon HaGemara in Daf Mem Zayin, mil v'lo hitzoyin nitno. So why Rashi is so long? Just say, mil v'lo hitzoyin nitno. Rashi had shver that even if mil v'lo hitzoyin nitno, it doesn't mean that it's not mine. She has a schus to be moitzit. But the vile, the money is mine. This is Rashi bo mitzit. Avdem zok Rashi, yeah, but it's not mamish yours. It's not doing the kichab is the effort when your mamish gave. This money is gray. The melech is not mekudeshes. But all of the Rashi was why she's not mekudeshes and the money that is there. The money that is not there, the potential money, the choiv, Rashi is not even discussing. More mistaber that Rashi is discussing it, and Rashi is coming to take care of both parts. And Rashi is saying like this: if I want to mekadesh in the choiv, but she owes me money, it's not dunya the kicha kicham is the efray. If I want to mekadesh with the coins that she has in her hands, mil v'lo hitzoyin nitno. And I want to explain myself. Mil v'lo hitzoyin nitno. If I want to mekadesh with this money, it's not mine. But could be with the choiv, I could be mekadesh. The Gemara. Later on, that Mem Zayin, I was trying to mekadesh in the money. After that, we say, mil v'lo hitzoyin nitno. say mil velo yitzoy nitno. I cannot be mekadosh with that money. Mil velo yitzoy nitno. So mamela, it doesn't work. Mil velo yitzoy nitno. But if I want the mekadosh in the choiv, she owes me money and I'm giving to her. Now she doesn't owe me anymore. I take what she owes me and I'm giving it to her. Avdem zok Rashi, it doesn't work. Why? Because kiche kiche misde hefroi. So I think we will learn that Rashi is trying to take care of both. Rashi is trying to take care of both things. Zok Rashi, the kiche misde hefroi gamrin and the ayamide b'shas kiddushin. Umil velo yitzayin itno. V'kvarim shelo. Why some people, lechu, it's the easiest thing to learn. It's not all of you learn like that. And Rashi is taking care of both of the problems. Why he can't be kaddish with the coins, and why he can't be kaddish with the choy. It's for sure, I heard from a lot of people, this is the way they learn pshat in the Rashi. Why I'm saying it's mechudish, because me'etzem, when someone is reading the Rashi, Rashi doesn't say, listen, there's two problems. Listen, there's two problems. One problem is the choy. One problem is the money bein. The money bein, mil velo yitzoy nitna. The choiv, the potential money, what she owes me, that is not lumi kicha kicha misdeefoy. It's very nice, but Rashi is not talking, a very sosum de kirashi. This is the reason Moshe Davni Nezer learned, fakat Rashi was only taking care of mil velo yitzoy nitna. Also Rav, and that memzai, took care of mil velo yitzoy nitna. He explained why these coins are coming in Kaddish, it's hers. Why I came in Kaddish with the choiv? And that Rav didn't explain it. Rashi also didn't explain it. First of all, what is the arichas in Rashi? Rav didn't say kiche. Look in Rashi that memzayin how he explains mil velo yitzoyin nitno. Mil velo yitzoyin nitno. Didn't have to explain from where kinyan kesef comes. That memzayin Rashi explains mil velo yitzoyin nitno. The money already is hers. She allowed to do what she wants. And I came in Kaddish with that money. And this is the second half of it. This is the second half of Rashi by us. Second half of Rashi by us. By us we have a Tchilas HaRashi. Rashi says, Kiche Kiche Mizdehefoy. So we will learn that Rashi is taking care of both. But in a second, I will explain it, what I'm trying to come to. The Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin, Amud Beis, Maskone is, Amekadosh Bemilve Eina Mekudeshes, Bemilve Deacherim Mekudeshes. If someone owes me money, and I tell her now he owes the lady, I'm giving her the money that person owes me. From my point, I'm out of the picture. I gave her, this person owed me, I gave it to her. She's mekudeshes. Frek teisves and daf mem zayin amud beis. And listen carefully, there, the teisves is kasha. I want to explain it because this is be'etzem, the yesod of the sukkah. And I will explain it in our words, and then we'll read it inside in Pesach. Frek teisus akashe. Someone owes me, Reuven owes me money. He owes me. I go over to Leo. Reuven owes me money. Take the money that Reuven owes me, I'm giving it to you. Mekudeshes. But if Leo owes me money, and I tell Leo, you know what? Leo owes me money. Take that money. Ain't a mekudeshes. What is the difference? And both of them, the lady got money that someone owes me. The first case, Reuven owes me. The second case, she herself owes me. So what? But someone owes me money, I could be Mekadosh HaYisha with the money that someone owes me. When someone owes me money, I can Mekadosh HaYisha with the money that someone owes me. So why I can't be Mekadosh HaYisha with the money that she herself owes me? What is the difference? And both of them, she got money that someone owes me. My shno, Reuven's money. This is Tesis discussion that Memzayin Amud Beis.
The Vaday Milve Dido Shekno Osi Kvar Veinonosi Lo Shum Dovor Chodosh Shari Oiso Moiso Yushalo Koinem Akidushin Dinu De Eino Mekudeshes.
אבל כשנוסן לו המל ודאחרים, נוסן לו דובר חודש שלו יהיו ביוד הקודם. אומר דמקודשת. ונהיד אין המיל ובאין, מכל מוקם סחוסו לו, כאילו היו באין, כאילו סחוסו לו. What does this say? If I gave her money from someone else, I gave her new. If I gave her own money, I didn't give her something new. So what? And this is his mamshich. Why by someone else it works? Nehi she'ein amil ve'bein schusu lo ke'ilu ubein. This is called money. Reuben owes me money. Reuben owes me money. So what I have in him, he owes me. I'm taking that owe me, that it's schus mamen, and I tell the lady, you want this? I mekadesh you with this. So she's mekudeshes. So why, when she owes money, and I mekadesh it with her, it's not mekudeshes? Now we have to understand, and that we don't have a gemara in that memzai. Rav said, if you mekadesh a isha b'milveh, ain't a mekudeshes, why? Milveh lehoitzoen itno. This money doesn't belong to him. He can't be mekadesh with his coins. But now the shaila is, he can't be mekadesh with the coins. But with the chayv that she owes him, he's giving her what she owes him. What is the difference to give her with someone else? And Taisus says words. Man, Taisus says words. What are the words of Taisus? She's not getting a double chodosh. What is it? Belong this? What is it? Lemaise, she's getting money. What is the difference? It's chodosh ayosha. What was it? It's a din double chodosh. It's a halach of a double chodosh. I wish they had a double chodosh. Why have to have a... And both of them, it's money. And Taisus finishes in the last two lines. Maybe you'll say, schus is not money. Schus is money. Schus is money. Shitas at Taisus, schus is money. You know, if schus is money, so what is the difference? She didn't get a double chodosh. This is the ganze teir of Taisus. She didn't get a double chodosh. And while she didn't get a double chodosh, she's not mekudeshes. Kilo is a tnai in the kiddushin that she has to get a double chodosh. She has to get a double chodosh. If she doesn't get a double chodosh, she's not mekudeshes. She's not mekudeshes without a double chodosh. The shaila is mamash kasher. Okay, Taisus could say what he wants. But what is it? Why? What is the svara? Lisom chodaito? What could be the svara in it? Taisus HaRosh repeats the Taisus, and the same you said in that memzayin. The same you said in that memzayin, just he brings up a posukul. Don't know if Taisus means that or not. But it's a chidush. ואף על גב דויסא אמין לזה לאיבו יוצא מכל מיני מקודשת ומה שהשליטו על הלאיבו להציע ולדומי למעל בדידי ולדומי לנסינס כסף דסנאפרוי ועל עצנן הדובר חודוש עצנן דאפרוי אברום גייב נו מוני ועל אברום גייב נו מוני Val Avrom gave new money, Memele she's mekudeshes. So the tnai dum yede Avrom. Shvarazach. It doesn't say that. So back to the Taisus. He didn't give her a double chodesh. Deran and Daf Mem Zayin, mikoyach this kushya. learn that vaistois, that money is only something that is be'ein. A schus of money is not money. It's worth money. But it's not money. I will explain to you. You can mekadesh a ishul bebiyah. But with banging at the table, you can't, right? You can mekadesh b'shtar. But you can't mekadesh with an apple. That's kinyan shtar. Is a t'nai kinyan kesef. Vos heis kesef. Kesef is something that you feel in your hands. Money that is in the ear is not called money. It's not money. What?
Other guy's blood.
It's ear. It's nothing. It's nothing. Zog the Ran. So why Shtarchoiv the Acherim works? No, you have to see the Ran inside. So the Ran answers it. You see the Ran inside? Shove a kesef, you also, you could hold it in your hands. Try to hold it. One second. What is Salavo? You can't hold it. It has to be money. We'll get to that. It's not money. While it's not money, Zog deran, you can't be mekadesh with it. So why b'shtachoyv de'achirim is mekudeshes? He's mekadesh b'dehanoi, not with the money. Well, again, how I know, why I know it works. We'll see the Ran inside. Zog the Ran in that Memzayan. Keloima, milve acherim, lekele meimar daite azuze. The loyamrin and ochel of a milve dido, shikvaroiso mechuyeves loy. Aval kshebolekacho be milve de acherim, ein daito li iskadesh bezuze, elo be hanoe de isbo. The Hanoe that he's giving her, we have to see later what is the Pshat by Hanoe the Isbo. Ein daito be Hanoe, he says. When you mekadesh a lady with a choyv that you owe her, daite azuze. Look at the Ran inside. First look, you saw the Ran inside?
Yeah.
So what the Ran is mechale?
If he was Muslim.
So the Ran says it will work. The Ran says here ein daito azuze, here is daite azuze. That's what the Ran is answering. The Shiloh, what the person meant. And both of them is Ahanoe. Over here is Daito Azuze. Here is Daito Ahanoe. We have a Yesoidis Niki Machlekes. The Alabis of the Sugi. We'll see in a second. The Ktseis really was me asking that also. Lefi Teisves, it's money. This is called money. Someone owes you money, it's also called geld. How you call it? Shove kesef, maybe. I think maybe it's kesef alein, or maybe it's shove kesef. You can be mekadesh. Zog teisus, so what is the difference? Zog teisus is a din to give money. You have to give double chodosh. She has to get something. That's chus. You write that she got it, but it's in potential. I mean, she owes it, and now she doesn't owe it. So she got it, but nothing comes in. It's everything in the air. That doesn't work. She got. That someone else owes her, it's called that she got. I'm a beast, bo. And why it doesn't work? Maybe it's a drosh, maybe it's a svach. Lefi deran, no, it's taking that money. It's taking not considered money, lefi deran. It's not considered money, lefi deran. Why it's not considered money, lefi deran? So frag deran, so what is the difference? Milva de day, milva de achirim. What is the difference? Zog deran, here is daite ahanoe, here is not daite ahanoe. Diktsois. Mamish in a different sugya, Shalom Sivkot and Beis said the same shtikl teira alein. The Ktzais is busy there with a big shaila in Choshen Mishmo. When somebody owes you money, when someone owes you money, you could go, you could collect his house, you could collect his metautelim, you could collect money that someone owes him. So we have sugi that's called Shabud al Rab Nosan. Forget, I will say it all often. The sugi of Shabud al Rab Nosan, it smells that be'et rishonim acid. Why have to come to Shabud al Rab Nosan? If I can collect his house, I collect his car, someone owes you money, I collect what someone owes you. I could collect everything that you have. You have a house, I collect it. You have a car, I collect it. You have money, I collect it. Someone owes you money, I collect it. The ktzeis is going to feed the tzad, you can't collect it be'etzim, or you could collect it back and forth. Zog the Ktsois, I think it's Tolly Machlekes, Tesis Ve'aran, Bekidushin Daf Memzayin Amud Beis. Says, Tesis holds, it's money. Money you could collect. Why it doesn't work in Kiddushin? Because it didn't double chodosh. But legabe collecting, it's called money. Masha'ing and the Ra'al learned it's not money. The Ra'al learned this is not money. The Mele Lefin Ra'al, you can't collect it. Maybe that's Shabbat V'Rab Nosson. So the Ktzeis, B'kilach Ariyad, he was Moira Derech, that Be'etzim we had the Yisaydis Dike Machleikes, B'tchilas Advorim, B'mekadosh B'milve. So Be'etzim we have a Mekadosh B'milve, like we were Madgish, it's two parts of the Sugya. As the part of the Sugya when a person is Mekadosh B'milve, that a person is going and is Mekadosh with the money. He's Mekadosh with the money that is Be'in. Dear is taking money. He wants Mekadosh with these coins. I tell him, the coins are hers. It's over. You want the Mekadosh and the fact that she owes you money. This is our this is what we're learning now. Of them, it doesn't work. So, I want to be mad. Tesis and his Kasha understood also like the Ran, that it's not called money if it's not Bein. And he asked the Kasha, Oberazei shtachoyv shel acherim also not. And he answered, Vaistois it is money, but it's not a double chodosh. And these are the last two lines of Tesis. That Avapish is a schus, zikmoishu Bein. And don't wonder why it's like that. Because the Yesod of Kinyan Kesef is a Mechudosh Dike Kinyan that is called Kinyan Kesef. Like we have Kinyan B and Kinyan Shtar. Kinyan Kesef, you have to have something that's called Kesef. Maybe it's called Shove Kesef, it's not Kesef. So Tesis is Mechadosh, this is the Lashon of Tesis of Mem Zayin. Tesis is Mechadosh that this is called Kesef. No. It's not called money. It's not called money. And b'meile, you're not mekadosh with it. I think maybe it's Romus. In the Lashon HaGemore, Abai says, a mekadosh b'milve einu mekudeshes, milve lo yitzoy nitno. He only took care why the coins don't work. But the main thing why you can't be Mekadosh with the fact that she owes me money and I'm telling you don't owe me money anymore, why you can't? Rav Lechura didn't speak about it. But the Fideran, he spoke about it. He said, Milve lo yitzoy nitno. It's not Bein. That for sure is not Bein. Lefi Tesves is no Shachis. That is not Bein. And why? The other money? He's not giving. So Rav really only spoke about Chetzi. Lefi the Ran, for sure also Rav didn't speak. Rav said to Yisoy, Milve lo yitzoy nitno. This money is not Bein. The rest is for sure not Bein. So Rav is saying one Yisoy. Now we'll go back to Rashi. And the Olam Mutzotzach, Rashi is learning the Sugya like Tesis, or Rashi is learning the Sugya like the Ran? How Rashi is learning the Sugya? Rashi is doing the sugi like Tesis? Or he's doing the sugi like the Ran? We'll see the Rashi by us. Eina mekudeshes, the kichom is the efren gamrinen. The yaiv midi v'shas kidushin. This is when it's not bein. Umil velo yitzoyen, imna v'kvarim shelo, umo yisacheri michayev eslo. So it's a big vikuach. Some want to learn that Rashi meant the Ran. Kicho, you have to have money Bein. And this is what Rashi means, Kicho means the Ephraim, that there the money was Bein. I think it's more mashma like Tesfas, that he has to give. Loshon Rashi, Velo yoiv midi b'shas kiddushin. More like Tesfas. That Avada it's Kesef lefi Rashi, but it's not called that he gave Kesef. מעניין לעניין באויסו עניין דאבני מילואים אין חופכס סיבקות אין תזיין. He says there are more חידושים. We'll have to see them in the המשך הסוגיה. It's נגיעת את העומק of the סוגיה. The Gemara says, all of you saw דף מם זיין. The Gemara says, המקדש במיל ואין המקודשת. And the Gemara says, במקח לא יקונו. The Shabbim and Mechash is a kona ve lo yikona. the Rav Miluim brings down a Stira Bedas HaRambam. Stira Bedas HaRambam. The Rambam paskins a Mekadesh B'milve Eina Mekudeshes. Side the money, side the milve, both Eina Mekudeshes. The Perek Yerish Mekadesh. Omar Rav Mekadesh B'milve Mekudeshes. Milve Yitzor Yen Nitno. The Rambam Perekim Yishus Kosov Mekadesh B'milve Eina Mekudeshes. ובפרק ה' ממחיר הכוסף בקרקע דקוינה במלווה ומתת למי שפורה. The Rambam paskins and Kiddushin it doesn't work and Mecher it works. Freide Magid Mishneh, two kashas. First, what is the difference? And it's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Klo, and that Mem Zayin, that it's totally Hobeho. It's totally Hobeho. It's totally Hobeho. Zog Davne Miluim, he says, say Teiris. But what is the difference? It works or it doesn't work? Here. It's Geld or it's not Geld? It's Kesef or it's not Kesef? Zog Davne Miluim, he says, more Teiris. But in Yoneinu, Avade the Rambam Shite is like Shita Sateisva is that it's guilt. If it's not guilt, you can't be koine be metaltalim. You can't be koine be kakos. It can be koine. It's not called mois. Mois koinus. If the Rambam paskin that it's koine, it's mois. The teretz is, but it's a aloche be kiddushin kicha kicha misdeefroin. Now, if the Rambam will say the words of Teisva is davar chodosh, or at least it has to look like Ephraim, it doesn't make a difference. The Rambam learned is a specific din of Kicha Kicha Mizde Ephraim. It's missing the Kicha Kicha Mizde Ephraim. Karkoes, Zogda of the Miluim, we paskin that we don't learn it out from Ephraim. Why? Because Ephraim was a goy, Taisa says later on. We learn from Sodis Bakesef Ikonim. Bemele, Zog Dav the Miluim, first the Lomdus in the Rambam. So here's the Machlekes. If you learn like the Rambam, if we learn like the Rambam, like Teisves, then it's Geld. So we could say, it's Geld. It's a double Chodosh, Teisves calls it. Bemele, Legabei, Teisves doesn't say. Maybe Teisves had a Svor of double Chodosh. I don't know if Teisves says it, Midroshes or Misvoris. But it's Geld. Be you say that it's guilt? Zog Dav the Miluim, so the Rambam will take it to the next step. It's guilt? It's koine. It's a kiddushiniki problem. Kicha kicha is the Ephraim. If you want to put the Rashi with the tastes together. So Rashi starts a sugya. Rashi is saying the whole red of the sugya. Eina mekudesh is the kicha is the Ephraim, Gamrinan. Do you have midi b'shas kiddushin? He gave. Bekalken, we don't learn now. Kicha kicha is the Ephraim. This is the tale of the Avnei Miluim Be'etzim. Mashiach and the Ran, and the point that we're not Mechalek, they learn that it's Chisorim and Kesef. So the Avnei Miluim, Bederich Pilpuloi, he explains, when you learn that from Zion, the Gemara says that it doesn't work. There is a Mandaoma that is Rab Yudah. Rab Yudah learns Kiddush Kesef Miviyotzo Ve'hoiso. Not from Kicha Kicha Mizdeh Ephraim. So Lefi Rab Yudah, if it doesn't work, you can't say it's because kicha kicha. Has to be that Rabbi Yudah learned that it's not geld. So that the Miluim, Bekoyach Pilpuloi, learned that it's machlekes asugyas, if it's midin that it's not geld, or it's mitzad kicha kicha. Kimat of the Miluim says keilu, daf mem zayin, the sugya was going that it's not geld. And bemele hu adin bekarkoes. Bemele hu adin bekarkoes. Masha'im kein. The sugi and the vavam ul beitz, they were learning that it's only a chisor mitzarkicha kicha mizdeh Ephraim. Vav was a chisor mitzarkicha kicha mizdeh Ephraim. Bemele, it's only a chisor and kiddushin, and it's not a chisor. And momentous, I'm saying again, if someone will say that he found in the tastes that Tesis will learn that this Dover Chodosh is a svor in all of the Kinyonim, can say. But I said, I never, we don't have a svor, what is the mocker to say stand that Dover Chodosh? It's more mistaber that the Yesed of Dover Chodosh, and as is Masha, who learned that Tesis Harosh is going al Derech HaTesis, and he brings down the Dumi this day Ephroid, but Mele, it's a svor in Kichem is the Ephroid, and it could be a svor in Dafka and Kiddushin. And it doesn't have to be a svor in all of the kinyonim. Aber hazeh lo mehepsach on the gemore. So Omar Abaya, mekadesh b'milve eino mekudeshes. Be'anoas milve mekudeshes. Avade, in the hemshech ha-sugya, we'll get into the sugya, if we learn that it's not called mummy, if it's not dover chodosh, we don't have a problem. If that it's not called money, because money has to be something that you could touch in your hands, we'll have to understand why Hanoas Mechilas Milve, why Hanoa is called money. Why Hanoa is called that I'm giving money. When I'm giving a shibud of money, it's not called money, Lefideran. But if I'm giving the Hanoa is considered money. We'll explain it. It's like an Adarab, we'll see later that it's Bedafka. Ve'osur la'asis ke mipnei arom asribis. So Abaye is mechadesh. The Tesis Rid learns that this is the Iker Chidush of Abaye. The Tesis Rid is that Memzayin asked the Kashe, "Vechi Abaye came to say the Meimre of Rav." So the Tesis Rid, Abaye Rav only said the Kadosh b'milve eino mekudeshes. The sugi here is be'etzem to say be'anoas milve mekudeshes. Ve'osur la'asis ke mipnei arom asribis. Hayanoas milve heichedoni. So it's interesting. The Gemara could have right away tried to explain that a lady wanted to borrow money, and he told her, "I will give you money if you be miskadosh to me." And that I know it, that I'm asking to lend you out money, I want to miskadosh you. The Gemara will see that he says, skip that in the moment. The Gemara skipped that chelik. And the Gemara is trying to say, Tesis will say later, why the Gemara skipped it. What is the case of Anoas Milve? Ilay me de askefo. Bishrashilun's pshat, the Marsha explains, that Bishaz de alvoe, Omar lo arbo bechamisho. Bishaz de alvoe, he told her, I'm alve beribis. I'm giving you arba, and I want you to pay me back chamesh. No, now what? Now he comes over to her, and he tells her, you owe me chamesh. You owe me chamesh. That one that you owe me, take it. I want to marry you instead of that one. And the Gemara asks two kashas on it. One kasha horibis me'al yehu, ve'oid haynu milve. So in a second, before we explain all the details of the Gemara, it's mamash apele shebepele. What was mekadosh b'milve? She owed him $100. He came over to her, instead of giving me $100, I want to marry you. No, 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 it's not real money. Davar Chodosh, Davar Yoshan. So the Gemara, we have a chab. He was 4, he had to give 5, and now instead of the 5, he wants to marry her. For the Gemara, it's ribis. No, it's a milve. Mamish, mamish. You have to write such things. That's exactly the same case. You know, tell me, does the Gemara is kashe? If we know how to learn. What is the Gemara's kashe? She owes him $100. Don't owe me, I'll marry you. The Gemara, it's not money. Ram Tesis. I have a better idea. She owes him 100. She promised 120. And for that 20, he wants to marry her. So the Gemara, we have two kashes. First, it's ribis. Void, haynu milve. I understand. The Gemara is asking that. What if, you know, someone's been kashe milve, it doesn't work. No, not with a whole milve, but a half. With a half. And this is over milve. Yeah, it's not a cash with the talents. It's not a cash with the talents. What? This is a ore bepshat. We'll have to learn good the Gemara to understand. Again, if we'll answer too good, we'll have to understand what the Gemara is shrugging up. But if someone learns the Gemara, the Gemara meant was 4 and 5. Zog the Gemara, First, it's ribis. Why dainu milve? This was the whole sugi where me said that with money that you owe, you can't be mekadesh. This is the gemara. Abanam ha'ev tzachot. The gemara says he gave her four and he promised her five, and now he wants to marry her with that one. With that one. Zakibor ber b'shem Reb Chaim. Be'etzem, why he owes her bichla? Why she owes him that one? It's ribis. I'm not asking on the aveira. Before the aveira, she took four. She has to give four. He asked for five. Now we look at it that she owes five, and he wants to marry her with the five. And on that we have two pieces of the gemara. One kasha is it's ribis. What gemara means ribis? To miskadeshes should be over an isur ribis if she's miskadesh. Should be over an isur ribis if she's miskadesh. As the isur to koitz its ribis and as the isur to be goy with the ribis. Bichlal, how the kiddushin achal? Hari, she doesn't owe him five, she owes him four. I gave you four, you give me back five. You owe me five or you owe me four? Why? What makes you to owe the five? So Reb Ochber brings down b'shem Reb Chaim two tzdodim. Other it's a schirus on the money. Other it's midim k'tzitze. I'm mischayev when you want me to make a ma'isa alvor. I'm mischayev to pay you five. Other either way, Reb Ochber said, and our gemara is mevuel that you owe the five. What happens here now? He goes over to her and he tells her, you owe me five. I want that five to be mekadesh you with that one that you owe me. Right? He's trying to mekadesh her with that one that she owes. While he's trying to mekadesh her with that one that she owes, while he wants to mekadesh her with that one that she owes, vice toys, she really owes it, and you could be miskadesh. Frag the Gemara, you be over an isur ribis. Now, the Achronim HaMoichiach from here, a very big chidush, it's Rishonim. We know ribis you're not allowed to take. And if you take ribis, you really have to give it back. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, ho ribis ma'al yisem. Say that. I'm asking a shayla, a person did it. She's married or she's not married? If the halacha is, if you pay ribis, the person can come to Beis Din and they have to pay it back to you. That's yoitza bedayonim. So she's married. Avalitza aveira of ribis. The Gemara means that she will not be married. Now the Gemara asks a kasha or ribis me'al yisur. No. It's ribis ma'al yisur. It was alvoy k'tzitze arba b'chamesh as ribis gmuro. Now instead of taking that pruto, she's switching herself with the pruto. Frag the gemore, it's not arom as ribis, it's ribis gmuro. When the gemore is asking that it's ribis gmuro, what the gemore means to ask? What the gemore means to ask it's ribis gmuro? So she will not be miskadeshes? She will not be miskadeshes, or she will be miskadeshes beisu. The meir, I know. Rashi says the meir is also the shaila. Why? If ribis al pi halacha you can't collect, she doesn't owe. Without isu ribis will be a chiv to pay five. But what is a parsha of ribis al pi halacha? You don't owe ribis. It's a shaila if you owe the money or not. If a person collect ribis and was mekadesh ishes and mekudeshes, most rishonim hold that not. Person collect ribis from his friend and he marries a lady. Tells them he got a shekel. Most rishonim hold the meir is she's not mekudeshes. Well, it's yoytze b'dayonim. She's not mekudeshes. So the shaila is if the gemara meant ribis me'al yaseh, it's a aveire. Or the Gemara meant ribis me'al yaseh she will not be mekudeshes bichlal. Aminut. But let me learn it's there that the Gemara meant that she will be mekudeshes and it's a aveira. Frek the Gemara ve'oid haynu milve. Hainu mirva. Hare she owes money, and now she got back the money that she owes. And here's even worse. Be'etzem, maybe it's better, maybe it's worse. She owed four. She was mischayev to pay a five. She never even had it, really. Maybe if it's a bochbe, she had it. She owes it. The four she owes, she got four and she owes four. The five she never really had, she just owes five. And now she doesn't owe it. It's even less from Davar Chodesh, it's gomish and begomish. So it's mamish hainu milve. So this is the ore. Why the Gemara taught that it will be a mahalach? Why the Gemara taught it will be a mahalach? Okay, we have to answer it. Zog the Gemara. Lo yitzriche de arvach lo zimne. Lo yitzriche de arvach lo zimne. Zogt Rashi. No, it was not b'shas de alvoe, he made up four for the price of five. He came in the middle of the alvoe, and he told her, you want me to extend the time? She said yes. He said, and that hanoe, that I'm extending the time, I mekadosh you. Now here, Be'etzem, is Tchilas HaSugi. We need this answer has to answer two problems of the Sugi. One, why this is not called real Ribis? Why is it not called real Ribis? And second of all, why it's not called Mekadosh Memilva? He just extended the time. She owes him money for that. Why this is not, and Rashi is coming to answer both Zachen. The Arvach lo zimne, and maybe the third question to ask, and why the Gemara didn't say, instead of coming in the middle of the time and asking to extend it, a lady came over to a person and asked, she wants to lend money, and he told her, I will give it to you for a month if you marry me. Three Zachen we have to understand in this Gemara. Again, first, why this became only Aromas Ribis and not Ribis? Why it's Aromas Ribis? Why it's not Ribis? The second thing we have to understand, why this is called that he gave Epis? Why it's called that he gave Epis? Yoshitaka never owed yet money. So what is exactly he's giving you here? We'll see in the Rashi a different Lashonis. And the third Zach, the Gemara could have really spoke about, the Gemara calls it Anos Milve. Instead of a person coming in the middle and extending the Choy for another week, for a month, in the first Alvoy, she came over, she asked for her Alvoy, she wanted to get money, and he told her, I will give you the money if you'll be masking to be Miskaddish to me. I'll give you the money if you're masking to be Miskaddish. And the Gemara is not minded in that case. Was already alvoe the arvach lo zimne. We read Rashi. Lo nitzre de arvach lo zman alvoosi. Ve omar lo. Hiskatshili ba'ano ezu shata idnesen es fruta lo odom shifayseini al kach. Oili. Here's a line which klo. Ve impirash lo kach mekudeshets. Ve aromas ribisu de avi ve lo yribis gmuro. De lo ikatz lo midi ve lo midi shokel mine. וכל שכן היא מוכה לו כל המלווה ואומר לו הזכר שלי באנועס מכילו דהשתו דקיוב להכפרות את האנועס מלווה אבל כי מקדש לו בעיקר המועס לו מידי יויב לו שכבר הם ברשוסו והם שלוי. Again, the same Rashi. If he's מקדש and דחויב עליהם הם ברשוסו והם שלוי. באנועס מכילס מלווה it's a new Zach that he gave. Now here, Rashi goes, and I want to be minded. What is the Anoas, what is the Anoas Mechilas Milve? What is the Anoas Milve? He was Marvich lo dezman. Now listen carefully. Rashi doesn't say, oh, it's so gishmak that the time is longer. Rashi doesn't say that. Ba'anoe, how much you would pay someone that will extend for you the tithe? So you will pay someone a bruto. So I'm now extending for you the tithe. I want to be madgish. He's not mekadesher by the fact that she's happy now that she has another 3 weeks. How much you would pay someone to do that extending? Why Rashi is madgish? How much you would pay someone to do this extending? I want to remind me that when we start the sugya mekadesh b'milwe, we know what to shtela. Now two zachen. Be'ezus Hashem. Blessed Hashem, we're going to Shabbos Yischaskes tomorrow. Let's bring the item that are here. The item that are not here, they have to ask permission if they want to come. I don't know if they could come, the ones that have missed today's shiur. But the item that are here are invited. But we know we're good. Less people, we have more and more Elam Hazah for us. The buses will leave 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm asking the Olam to be in time, that like this, we could do, you know, Ruchnias, the Gashmias together, to be maspik everything, Be'ezus Hashem. I don't know if it's Gemara's Kiddush, Sidurim Chumashim will be there, Gemara's Kiddushin, I'm not sure if we'll have there. So maybe it's Kedai with the Olam to bring their own Sforim, what they want, over the Shabbos.